Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have historic 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse Site Supervisor Steve Reedburn joining us. And Steve, welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Warren. I love being here.
Yeah, and we love having you, Steve. Of course, summertime, that's the busy time. You guys are open doing tours. It's open for people to come and check out and sign the registry and see all the things that are going on. But you guys also have a lot of activities happening at the courthouse that we're going to get a chance to talk about today. First of all, for those who maybe don't know the hours or when you guys are open, we should go over that real quick too here.
Okay. Well, we're open Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 5. That is the only days we're closed are Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
And that is our day off. So typically those are slow days. So we're open over the weekend and we enjoy having anybody just stop in for a few minutes. Yeah. Unless they've got an hour, we can give them a full tour and talk about all the historic things in
exactly.
the courthouse.
Exactly. And what's great about this too, Steve, is you say they could stop for a couple minutes or an hour, but there's things that could keep somebody there for 3, 4, 5 hours because you guys just unveiled an escape room, which is a very huge attraction there at the courthouse, and we want people to get signed up for that.
Yes, it's what it is historically based. The sheriff had a jail in the basement. We have a room in the basement, and if you go to the escape room, you are being arrested, and you didn't do it, so you need to escape to prove your innocence.
There you go.
And it is all history based on Archibald McChesney, other wanted criminals from around Jamestown, and even Limpy Jack Clayton gets a plus.
Yes, that. He did. And Keith, of course, Keith Norman originally gave that presentation at the courthouse, and I heard it was an absolute blast.
He does a very good job.
Good, good. So, yeah, we can get signed up for the escape room at the courthouse. And you can find that information on Facebook and at escape1883.com.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
We're also listed at the webpage for the State Historical Society of North Dakota under historic sites. They have a Google Calendar. If you look under Google Calendar, all of that is listed there, plus our webpage, and we're on tourism's calendar. We have ads running all the time, so everyone in Jamestown should know we're open.
I hope so. And again I want people to know, if they've never been to the courthouse before, it should be on your list of places to go and see. And the courthouse has much more than just the beautiful interior and renovations, but there's a lot of things there. The kids have the junior sheriff program, and there's a lot of things kids can do there as well, Steve.
Yes. We have a couple of jackets that one has a badge and one has a pocket protector so they can be the clerk of court or the auditor. They can be the deputy sheriff. They can do the junior sheriff program, which is like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
We have sidewalk chalk. We have a coloring room. We have a stereoscope. Mm-hmm. They can look at 3D pictures and hoops. Yes. We have yard games.
Oh, it's a lot of, and yeah, like you said, sidewalk chalk. Get kids involved in the history of the courthouse as well. Have them do something while mom and dad checks it out or family members check it out. And really, there's something at the courthouse for everybody to see.
Yes, there is. Yeah. And the children have the junior sheriff program. Kind of walks them through the whole courthouse, and they have to find certain items, but it makes it fun and like a big scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
And so, and they get a badge and stamped and swore in as a junior deputy. So.
Yeah. And I'm sure the sheriff could use the help. Yes. He's always busy.
He's very busy.
Again, Steve Reedburn joining us right now, site supervisor at the historic 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse. And Steve, another thing, like I said, there's a lot happening there at the courthouse, you know, historical presentations, but we've got a couple of concerts at the courthouse coming up here real soon.
July 6th, we have Terry and Linda Schwartz. They're always a good group to come and see. Yeah. They're well known around the area and North Dakota. They just played at Menorah for the Cowboy Poet Association.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And then we also have D.W. Grothy, who goes to the National Cowboy Association. He's going to play during Buffalo Days, the 27th of September. And we are going to try to hold that concert out in the yard on the north side of the courthouse. Awesome.
That'll be gorgeous. Gorgeous scene for that with the courthouse there in the background. And so that'll be during Buffalo Days there, July 27th. And we want to remind people, these concerts free and open. Donations are accepted, but anybody's welcome to come.
Yeah, they don't, if you only have a dollar, you don't have to part with that dollar. You can come anyway. if you have a couple extra bucks, we have a donation box. We'd be happy. This all costs money.
Yes.
And last year, everyone was pretty generous, and that's why we were able to do more this summer.
Excellent.
And it just keeps building. The more money we get, the more we'll put back into the community for stuff.
Absolutely. And that's what we want to see. We want to see the courthouse thriving and more events coming in. So we have things to do at the courthouse and things to do in Jamestown. So anything you can helps. And we want people to sign that registry. You got to do that as well. Steve, so there's just so much that's happening there. And like you said, there's a lot of ways that they can learn more. Facebook. It's on the state historical website, the tourism website, but anywhere they can go, they can get information. But we want them to stop in and ask you guys as well.
Yeah, please stop in. Just talk to us. We have a calendar of events. Telephone number is area code 701-252-1170. And they can contact me, sreedburn@nd.gov.
Perfect. Very good. Very good. Steve Reedburn again. He is the site supervisor at the historic 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse. Steve, we've hit on the concerts. We've hit on the kids games. Things for everybody to check out, the escape room as well, accepting those registrations. Is there anything we're missing or anything else you want to toss out there?
Well, as a historian, I would like to just touch base on some of the history.
Absolutely.
The courthouse is the birthplace of North Dakota because the Constitutional Convention was held in our courtroom. The building was the first grand building in Jamestown, North Dakota, built with original Anton Claus brick and fieldstone from around the area. So it is home to Jamestown.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the fact North Dakota, it was built before North Dakota even existed.
Yes.
And so much love and care and work has gone into that. And it would be a shame if somebody didn't take some time to go and see that largest collection of pressed tin in the state of North Dakota and just the beauty that that courthouse holds.
Yes. The woodwork is outstanding. Yeah. And if you take time to look at some of the details, some of the hinges, the doorknobs, the window pulls, there's a rose theme throughout the building, and I won't tell you where all the roses are, but you really, if you start looking, you don't have to look very far.
There you go. There you go. Any way you can get to the courthouse, we invite you to do it. Participate in all these great events that are happening there. Steve, thank you again so much for taking some time and joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Warren. Thank you for having me.